Two Words Publishing presents To Steal a Heart, written by Jen Tarano, narrated by Andrea Ems. Chapter 1, November 1886, New York City. It was quickly becoming evident that she, Miss Gabriella Goodhue, might very well be arrested in the not-too-distant future, and all because she'd convinced herself that sneaking into a high-society costume ball would be a relatively easy feat, given her past life as a street thief. Unfortunately, over the 13 years she'd been off the streets, her skills with planning a covert campaign had obviously suffered. Not once had she considered that dressing as a gentleman dandy from the French aristocracy would garner attention from young ladies interested in making her acquaintance, but that's exactly what it had done. It was only a matter of time until one of those ladies realized Gabriella was not a gentleman, which would then most assuredly lead to some unpleasant questions.
"I'm completely baffled by your identity, sir,"
a young lady dressed in an elaborate peacock costume said, sauntering closer to Gabriella.
"It was very naughty of you to paint your face so effectively, but could you possibly be Mr. Hammond Gregor?"
Her gaze traveled over Gabriella's form, one Gabriella had cleverly stuffed.
"You seem quite fit, and Mr. Gregor is known to spend an inordinate amount of time in the boxing ring."
"It would ruin the mystery of the evening if I divulged my identity too soon,"
Gabriella returned in a raspy voice that she could only pray sounded suitably masculine. Another lady, this one dressed as a princess, tittered,
"Oh, I do love a good mystery and adore puzzling out clues."
She sent Gabriella a waggle of glove-covered fingers.
"Speaking of mysteries, have you read the latest by Montague Moreland? I found it to be a most riveting read." "Did someone just mention Montague Moreland?"
Glancing to the right, Gabriella blinked and blinked again, hoping that the sight of Miss Daphne Beekman wandering up to join them would turn out to be a mirage. Because of the two jobs Daphne was responsible for that evening, drawing attention to herself wasn't one of them. Remaining inconspicuous until Gabriella could steal away to the second floor had been Daphne's first order of business, at which time Daphne's second job would take effect, that of acting as a lookout to make sure no one happened in on Gabriella as she tried to break into a safe that certainly didn't belong to her. In the past, Gabriella would have had her choice of competent assistants, but since she'd abandoned her life of crime at the ripe old age of 12, she no longer had experience.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?